Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each and every one of us with iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us deen. And our success in this world and akhirat is dependent on us practicing on this deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. And for this, we require knowledge of deen. Without knowledge, we cannot practice on our deen. And ulama ikram explain that there are two types of knowledge. One is the knowledge of masail, that's the rules and regulations regarding the amal of deen, whether what will invalidate an action, what will make it valid, etc. This is regarding the masail of deen. And the other category of knowledge is with regard to the fadail, the virtues, the warnings of doing certain actions and not doing certain actions. So this is the knowledge pertaining to the fadail. So this is also very, very necessary, very, very important. And we find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, although they were guaranteed Jannah, great Sahaba like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, many, many Sahaba, if you read the incidents, you'll see that zeal and that desire for them to acquire the rewards. They had this in the forefront of their minds. So the reading from the Kitab of the Fadail is for this purpose, to conscientize ourselves and to make it at the forefront of our minds, that when we are faced with a certain situation, perhaps it is Salah time, or a person is doing some deal, or some business transaction, or there's a situation where a person's akhlaq is going to be tested. If the fadail are at the forefront of a person's mind, then it'll be easy for him to fulfill that action, that commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of us know, many people know that the salah is, 5 times daily salah is compulsory, or I'm not supposed to cheat, or I'm not supposed to lie. But because there's no consciousness of the fadail, the virtues of certain actions, then it becomes very, very difficult. So we need to keep on reading the fadail that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised us, and this will make it easy for us to practice on the different commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the kitab we'll be reading inshallah is famous kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi. And we should make it a habit, not only here but at home also, every day on a daily basis, for a few minutes, sit to the family, repeat the same ahadith from different sections, and this will motivate us. Insan by nature, he is always looking for reward. When you look at the laws of a country, there's only consequences and punishment if a person commits a certain offense. But when you come to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is our benefactor. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. If Allah doesn't even need us, but if we fulfill His commandment, He is prepared to even give us tremendous and great rewards. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, many incidents we look in their lives, we find this, that they were always eager and looking for rewards. There's no time to go into the details, but it was part of one incident. One Sahabi, he gives up 600 date trees of his for one tree that he was promised in Jannah. This was the quest and the eagerness for the rewards. So, and together with that, one very important thing is when we hear the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shouldn't be such that we think to ourselves that, oh, I heard this hadith. The purpose is not to learn something new. That may happen, but the purpose is to repeat over and over again. So that, as mentioned earlier, that when the situation comes about, then this is in the forefront of our minds. A person, ulama ikram explained to us, that if a person thinks to himself that, oh, I heard this hadith before, with that kind of mindset, then what will happen? A person will be deprived of making amal. So this is the most important thing, to make amal, to bring this into our lives. So by repeating the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised us, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has promised us, then this will create that desire to carry out those actions. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lecture on the last day of Sha'ban. Hazrat Salman radiallahu anhu says that on the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to us and said, O people, a great month has come upon you, a most blessed month, in which there is a night greater in value and goodness than a thousand months, referring to Laylatul Qadr. It is a month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting fard during the day and has made sunnah the taraweeh salah by night. Whosoever wants to be close to Allah ta'ala by doing any good deed, for such people will be the reward like the one who had performed a fard in any other time. And whoever performs a fard shall be given the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward for true patience is Jannah. It is the month of showing kindness to everyone. It is a month in which a true believer's rizq, food, money, etc. is increased. Whosoever feeds a fasting person in order to break the fast at iftar, For him there will be forgiveness of sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And he will receive the same reward as the fasting person whom he fed, without the fasting person losing any reward. Thereupon we said, O Messenger of Allah, not all of us can afford to give a fasting person something to break his fast with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sahaba. Imagine, these questions they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it made it easier for us. Many of us may find it experience a similar situation. But look at the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah ta'ala gives the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person just one date or a drink of water or a sip of milk to break his fast with. This is a month, the first of which brings Allah Ta'ala's mercy, the middle of which brings His forgiveness, and the last of which brings freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Whosoever gives less work to his servants or workers, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and free him from the fire of Jahannam. In this month, you should perform four things in great number, two of which is to please Allah Ta'ala, while the other two are such that you cannot do without. Those two which are to please Allah Ta'ala are that you should abundantly recite in great number the kalima tayyiba, la ilaha illallah, that is to bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and to recite istighfar, beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness by saying astaghfirullah. As for those two which you cannot do without is that you should beg Allah Ta'ala for entrance into Jannah and ask Him protection from Jahannam. And whoever gives a fasting person water to drink, Allah Ta'ala shall grant him to drink from my fountain. Such a drink after which he shall never feel thirsty again until he enters Jannah. So ulama ikram have put these phrases together, not found in any particular hadith, but they put the wording together from this hadith. So we should try and learn this. If you don't know it in Arabic, for a start at least read it in English also. First part we already know of, La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, wa a'udhu bika minan nar. Very, very simple. We can learn it now inshallah. La ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah, أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار لا إله إلا الله أستغفر الله أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار الله يغفر لك.